In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Risnall. It is Friday, October the 6th. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Yes, it is Jobs Day. No, the numbers weren't great, but also there was more than that to the economic week that was. Sudeep Reddy is at Politico. Neela Richardson is at Redfin. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Sudeep, let me give you first whack at the jobs report. We lost 33,000 jobs last month for the first time in like 7 years. Unemployment rate ticked down. Once you normalize for the hurricane, you worried, not worried, what?
Not worried a whole lot. Okay. The weather can mess with our economic data, whether it's blizzards or hurricanes. And in a month, we are going to see a pretty huge bounce back in jobs that a certain president is going to try to take credit for.
Oh, come on, man. You're going to my second bullet point. But anyway, Neela, I want to talk real quick about wages, because that's one of the things that you talk about every time we have you on a Friday Jobs Day. Up almost 3% year on year. That's not terrible.
You know, I'm going to surprise you, Kai. I don't think we should take that wage number very seriously.
Oh,
you know, the hurricanes affected leisure and hospitality. We saw those jobs were hard hit, and those jobs tend to be low paying, so that might have skewed the averages in wages. This is one jobs report that we might give ourselves permission to skip over.
All right, consider it skipped in that case, and we only wasted 40 seconds on it, so that's fine. Sudeep, I want to talk about the President of the United States and his failure to grasp the impact of what he says. And and that applies to a lot of things. I'm speaking specifically here about economics. He was talking about wiping out Puerto Rican debt. He was talking about Puerto Rico putting the budget out of whack, neither of which are true or can be true. Is it concerning that he says these things without apparent thought to the ramifications of his words?
It was concerning when we first heard this during the campaign season, and we thought, what would happen if he were to say some of these things if he were actually president? And guess what? He said some of these things when he was actually president, and you saw a sharp response from traders, in this case of Puerto Rico bonds. In the bigger picture, the weird thing here is this was the president of the United States being empathetic with Puerto Ricans talking about bashing Wall Street and getting back at bondholders. It was a lot of loose talk about finance, which he's done a lot. It's just a lot of loose talk. He's an unscripted character. He loves talking like that. Eventually, this is going to catch up with him in an even bigger way. In this case, bondholders finally realized, well, there wasn't actually anything to it. The White House came out, did a lot of cleanup, but sometimes you're going to push a little too far and can't clean it up so easily.
Well, Sunila, let's go there, right? I mean, what happens if this keeps up where he says things that are demonstrably economically not fully informed? Then what?
It raises concern about the debt ceiling, which has to be raised by the end of the year. This cavalier attitude to financial markets and that debt can be simply written off is something that you don't want to hear a president say, because it does have ramifications, as we saw with the Puerto Rican bonds. It's not just being out of being spontaneous. Mm-hmm. It's also being out of step with the rest of your administration. If you have members of your own cabinet saying one thing that is totally contradictory to what the president is saying, there's this real discord, and it's hard to know where to look for the answers. And what financial systems always need is stability and transparency. Right. And that's what's lacking right now.
Okay. Sudeep, ordinarily on a jobs day, I might ask you what Janet Yellen is thinking. I'm not going to do that today because I want to throw another name at you from the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. The new vice chair for supervision is a guy by the name of Randall Quarles. He is not a friend of banking regulation and strong supervision, is he?
He is not. He is the first step in swinging the pendulum in the other direction. We saw in the Obama years the Dodd-Frank response, the response to the financial crisis. Randall Quarles is somebody who's going to come in with more of a Bush administration mindset, which is where he worked before. What we have yet to see, though, is what this really means in the big picture for the Trump administration and for Washington policy. We still don't know which Trump we have, the populist one who bashes Wall Street or one who defends big banks and big businesses of all kinds. And so that's what we're hoping to see. We're probably going to see more appointments in the coming weeks, yeah, where we might get a little more, a few more clues to that. But we still don't really know which Trump we have.
But Neela, this bears on Chair Yellen as well, right? Because one of the things upon which her reappointment to the job of chair of the Fed would seem to hang, one of the points on which it would balance, is her stance on regulation. And she has been fairly clear that she wants to lighten up on regulation for smaller banks who have some onerous requirements, but also not step back from bigger banks. And here we now have Quarles sort of sitting right beside her, as it were.
Right. There is a bit more going to show a bit more dissension within the Fed ranks. And I'm not sure that's a bad thing. Look, we all understand that this regulation needed to be tweaked in significant ways. The key here is not to throw out everything. Keep the things that work, like enhanced capital requirements. Loosen the things that may be too onerous, like reporting requirements for community banks. There is room here to negotiate. Optimistically speaking, this could be an opportunity to show bipartisan productivity in how our financial system is regulated.
Neela Richardson at Redfin, Sudeep Reddy at Politico. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Kat.
Thank you.
All right. Have a nice weekend. On Wall Street today, all winning streaks must come to an end. We'll have the details when we do the numbers.